1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 4th of November. It's Fountain Pen Day. Happy birthday, Louise Redknapp, Sean Williamson, Matthew McConaughey and Ralph Macchio. Housing Charity Threshold issued a new report on Thursday and it says that evictions remain the biggest issue facing private renters. They estimate that almost 500 renters every month were at risk of eviction between July and September this year. CEO of Threshold, John Mark McCafferty, says there's one issue that's at the root of the problems in the market.
The problem right now is that lack of supply, the lack of supply in the private rented sector, owner occupation and social housing. And so we need a ramping up of social housing delivery. We also want to see an increase in, if you like, a new tenure, which is cost rental.
The government's eviction ban is now in place, but there are still significant issues in the housing market. And the Social Democrats housing spokesman, Cian O'Callaghan, says the government is falling behind in its own targets.
So there's 9,000 new build social homes promised for this year. In the first half, there was less than 2,000 of those actually delivered. In terms of affordable rental, cost rental, or affordable purchase homes, we were promised over 4,000 of those homes to be delivered this year. And so far, we only have a few hundred of each.
The Bank of England announced its biggest interest rate rise for three decades, hiking its base rate to 3%. It'll mean more expensive mortgage repayments for many. The bank also warned that the UK is facing the longest recession since the 1920s, as Governor Andrew Bailey explained why they're hiking rates again.
Well, quite simply, we're increasing bank rate because inflation is too high. And it's the bank's job to bring it down.
The pound dropped sharply against the dollar after the news. Speaking to Sky News, Charles Goodhart, former member of the Monetary Policy Committee, agreed the problems have been exacerbated by the mini-budget and Liz Truss's political decisions.
And you can see by looking at the timing of the changes in interest rates that there was a clear, strong and very adverse reaction to the mini-budget.
Meanwhile, Irish employers group IBEC has downgraded Ireland's growth expectation to just 2% for next year, down from 3.6%, and it predicts that inflation will reach an average of 8% this year and 5% next year. But Chief Economist Gerard Brady says things could be worse.
If you were to pick a European economy next year that was going to do okay in a pretty bleak international scenario, actually the Irish one, because of those factors of a strong fiscal position, of strong momentum at a household and business level coming into this period, and because of the links to the US, means that we're probably in a better position than most.
The inquiry into the Manchester Arena bombing says the performance of the emergency services was far below the standard it should have been. Thursday saw the second of three reports published and it was highly critical of the emergency services, finding that at least one victim's injuries were survivable. 22 people were killed at the Ariana Grande concert in 2017. Inquiry Chair Sir John Saunders says a number of bad decisions were made.
And there were significant failings by a number of organisations in preparation and training for an emergency such as this, and in their actions on the night of the attack.
The inquiry has made 149 recommendations. Emergency services have since admitted major flaws in their response to the bombing, and after outlining changes implemented by the North West Ambulance Service, Chief Executive Darren Mockery addressed the families.
On occasions like this, the word sorry has the risk of sounding hollow. Nevertheless, I want to make it clear that whilst our actions were well-intentioned, we apologise wholeheartedly for our failures.
The midterm elections are looming with Americans preparing to head to the polls on Tuesday. But Joe Biden has warned American democracy is under threat as Donald Trump and the big lie Republicans refuse to accept the 2020 election result. Congress is elected around halfway through a president's 4 years in power, and forecasts suggest Republicans will win control of the House of Representatives while the Senate could go either way. In a televised address to the nation, the U.S. president had this message for voters.
I know there's a lot at stake in these midterm elections, from our economy, the safety of our streets, to our personal freedoms, the future of health care, Social Security, Medicare, it's all important. But there's something else at stake. Democracy itself.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Arsenal and Man United both win in Europe and Chris O'Dowd win car shopping on Craigslist.
Right after this.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome back.
Thursday night saw the last of the group stage of the Europa League, with Man United and Arsenal both in action. United faced Real Sociedad in Spain and grabbed a 1-0 win, which wasn't enough to top the group, so they now face a playoff against a team dropping out of the Champions League. Arsenal took on Zurich and won 1-0 to top their group and avoid a playoff with 5 wins out of 6 in the group. Manager Mikel Arteta was happy.
Yeah, job done. It's never easy to win that many games in Europe. We've done it. I don't think it was the prettiest game that we've played, but we managed to win the game.
Irish actor and comedian Chris O'Dowd has been talking about apple bobbing with his kids on The Late Late Show. He joked he would throw an onion in the water to keep them on their toes, and said the family dressed up as cats for Halloween, as it was the only thing left in the shop. Then there was the throwback to buying his first car, which really didn't go to plan.
My first car cost me $2,000, and I paid for it in cash off a guy in a Burger King in San Diego. You remember Craigslist?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I would notice people would come out of nowhere to push this car when it would break down.
Right.
This on crutches. Out of nowhere, pushing the car.
What? 13 years after the first installment, the full trailer for James Cameron's second Avatar movie, The Way of Water, has been released. It focuses on the Sully family more than a decade after the events of the first film. Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana are in the cast, with Sigourney Weaver back as Dr. Grace Augustine. Titanic actress Kate Winslet also joins the sci-fi sequel, which is due out in cinemas next month, and rumour has it, it will run for more than 3 hours.
I hear her heartbeat. She's so close.
So what does her heartbeat sound like?
Mighty.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.